Gold signed Pierce to a four-year extension worth $114 million this offseason. New York Giants head coach John Harbaugh says he's very hopeful wide receiver Malik Nabers will be available for training camp following ACL surgery. Harbaugh estimated Nabers is at about 70 to 80% complete with his rehab following another procedure to remove scar tissue in the knee. Packers tight end Tucker Kraft says he expects to play week one against the Vikings returning from a torn ACL. Rays on top of the Red Sox 5-0 in the seventh. Yankees doubling up the Guardians 6-3 in the sixth.
Fox Sports update on the Right Choice KPRL brought to you by Deeds Bar and Grill at the Paso Robles Golf Club. Great food, great view, great people. Prime Rib Monday, Taco Tuesday, specials on wine, and dinner specials Thursday through Saturday. Today in Farming on KPRL is brought to you by Paso Robles Glass, established in 1947, always up on the latest technology and training. They do windows right. Call Paso Robles Glass, 805-238-4014.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Well, President Trump announced tariff reductions on certain agricultural and industrial equipment, a move that could help ease some cost pressures facing farmers and machinery dealers. Under a new proclamation, tariffs on products like harvesters, bulldozers, forklifts, and HVAC equipment will be reduced from 25 to 15%. The Wall Street Journal says the administration also lowered tariffs to 10% on products manufactured abroad that contain at least 85% U.S. produce steel, aluminum, or copper. Well, Americans are expected to have more meat and eggs available in the coming years. USDA forecasts that 228.8 pounds of beef, pork, broilers, or turkey per person will be available in 2026 and up to 229.4 next year. Egg availability should climb from 22.5 to 22.8 dozen per person. And American availability of broiler chickens will reach 105.6 pounds per person in 2026, 106.5 next year. Well, the Meat Institute wants to reassure consumers that meat remains safe following the recent detection of New World screwworm in Texas calves. President Juliana Pott says American consumers need to know that New World screwworm is not a food safety concern and that meat and poultry products are safe to consume. New World screwworm is a parasitic fly that can cause serious health problems for livestock by laying eggs in open wounds.
Every summer, smart cattle buyers turn to Superior Livestock for volume, quality, and selection. June 16th and 17th, Superior's Corn Belt Classic video auction heads to South Sioux City, Nebraska. More than 70,000 head of calves, yearlings, and bred stock will sell over two big days. See every lot in high-quality video and bid online from anywhere. Register today at SuperiorLivestock.com. Superior Livestock has been a leader in livestock marketing for nearly 40 years. Don't miss the Corn Belt Classic, June 16th and 17th.
For the last 40 years, the Ag Information Network has been the source of news for farmers and ranchers. Yet we have never seen such an assault on farming and our food supply as we do today. From fuel to fertilizer, farmers are facing unprecedented economic challenges. This is why agriculture news that farmers receive comes from the Ag Information Network, reaching coast to coast. Deep roots in farming and decades of reporting, the Ag Information Network, trusted and transparent journalism for generations.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.
Today in Farming on KPRL is brought to you by Paso Robles Glass, established in 1947, always up on the latest technology and training. They do windows right. Call Paso Robles Glass, 805-238-4014.
This Fox Business News Update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Stuart Varney, and this is the Fox Business Report.
The major averages are tumbling in afternoon trading as the Middle East war and its inflationary pressures are weighing on markets. Rising gas prices pushing inflation higher in May, the consumer price index rising 4.2% annually, which was the largest increase since April of 2023. Excluding food and energy, core CPI rose 2.9% for the year. Tech and industrials are the worst performing sectors, while energy and consumer staples are gaining. Shares of Oracle are flat. The software and cloud services company slated to to report quarterly results after the market closed today. And shares of Cracker Barrel are surging 25% in a down market and erasing much of the drop that began last summer during the family restaurant chain's logo change controversy. Cracker Barrel reported a surprise quarterly profit and lifted its outlook for the year. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Hillary Barsky, invested in you.
You know, in the U.S., there is a break-in in this country every 26 seconds. But when intruders step near a Simply Safe home security system, they step up. They have AI security cameras. They have Active Guard outdoor protection. They have their outdoor camera series 2, advanced AI alerts, and help deter them. Right now, 50% off your custom system when you go to simplysafe.com/Hannity. Remember, there's no safe like Simply Safe.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
American Legends next on KPRL. Brought to you by Davis Body Shop.
Today I'm going to talk a little bit more about education just to get something off my chest. I'll be right back.
Reagan, in his own voice, is brought to you by Mills Construction. For architectural, metal, roofing, and siding, call Aaron at 610-1256.
In this political season, there's been some talk about the need to increase federal aid to education. Indeed, the National Education Association proclaims a crisis in education, which can only be met by massive infusions of billions of federal dollars. Well, however you define crisis, we can at least agree in the last 20 years, the quality of education has declined by anyone's standard. Scores in college entrance exams have fallen continuously until last year they reached an all-time low. But can this be laid to inflation or reduced spending? In these 20 years, inflation has raised the cost of things 57.2%. The average cost of educating a pupil in the public schools has gone up 211%. The total cost in constant dollars has gone up four times as much as enrollment. The number of school employees has increased 2.5 times as much as the increase in enrollment. But significantly, the increase in non-teaching employees, administrators, etc., is up 4 times as much. There are fewer pupils per teacher and fewer per classroom. In what has been called the most thorough study of the public schools ever made, Dr. James Coleman of Johns Hopkins University says there is no relationship or ratio between the quality of education and class size or the number of pupils per teacher or cost of teacher salary. Well, if the National Education Association is wrong and a shortage of money isn't to blame, how do we explain the drop in quality? May I suggest the possibility that educators tinkering with the system, their eyes on a brave new world which they were going to build right in the classroom, just may have tossed out some pretty tried and true fundamentals. We've all been aware of the educationist claims that the old-fashioned reading, writing, and arithmetic was no longer relevant. School was going to mold the now generation into world citizens, free of prejudice, hostility, or even a competitive instinct. Why did we let their theories go without argument? Why did none of us point out that mankind has made more advances in virtually every field in the last 25 or 30 years than in all of history up to the present? It doesn't take a genius to figure out that the men and women responsible for those advances got their education in the old-fashioned system the educationists are so determined to scrap. Are we to believe those who harnessed the atom, took us to the moon, gave us the miracles of computers, electronics, jet travel, and an end to so many crippling and death-dealing diseases, did all of this in spite of their education? Someone in those old-fashioned schools that are so despised by today's elitists must have done something right. Let me add a postscript. Yesterday I mentioned the old-fashioned McGuffey's readers that were standard in our schools for more than half a century. fourth graders read the Sermon on the Mount, King Solomon and the Ants by Whittier, Alfred the Great, and the history of the United Netherlands. Little Johnny could read then. This is Ronald Reagan. Thanks for listening.
Reagan, in his own voice, brought to you by Mills Construction, specializing in pre-engineered metal buildings. Call Aaron at 610-1256.
KPRL presents Sound Off, the longest-running radio talk show in San Luis Obispo County. Sound Off on the North County's choice for local talk, KPRL. The views and opinions expressed on Sound Off do not necessarily reflect those of KPRL, its management, staff, or sponsors.
Sound Off on AM 1230, KPRL, and 99.3 FM is brought to you by Davis Body Shop, your auto collision specialist in Paso Robles and Atascadero.
This is Sound Off, where the North County comes to talk on The Right Choice, KPRL.
And welcome to Sound Off. My name is Eric Gorham, and I probably sound funny because I'm not Karen. She's off today. She is working on a few stories, so I'd maybe get over to Cal Coast News and see what she's up to. She's always up to something good. And we know in this county, the person that generally breaks these stories is Cal Coast News, so check out what she's doing. We have a good show today, I think. We're going to be talking all things real estate with Renee Aguilar, and she is from Century 21. Renee, thank you for coming on.
Thanks for having me, Eric.
Oh, yeah, and I think there's a lot that we can talk about, and I think in this county, you know, with the, I'm leaning towards the listenership. I'm not going to tell, this isn't demographics of the county, but I think we have people that may be downsizing, that may be retiring, moving away. I think, so they're looking to sell, maybe they're looking to do the, what's the exchange? I can never remember the name of that.
1031.
So I think we'll go over all this stuff. The phone lines are open. You know, if you have questions about real estate, about lending, you know, staging houses, et cetera, we'll be going over all that today. And of course, the phone lines are open all day today, 238-5775, 238-KPRL. We look forward to hearing to you. And generally, people listen a little bit before they start calling in, so they want to know what we're going to talk about. And I think, you know, really, what's going on right now? What do you see the trends are? What's is it a buyer's market, a seller's market? Is it everybody's market? I mean, what are we looking at here? And, you know, is it new people coming in or people upgrading? I mean, there's a lot of questions I have here. And I don't mean to throw them all at you, but let's start somewhere. But what is the, what's the market trend right now?
The market trend, honestly, is investing. Oh my gosh, the investment properties, you have multiple offers. It's going crazy out there. You can hardly get in there. So to do flips and that kind of stuff, it's really tough. But as far as buying a house, if you want to relocate, it's a perfect time. We have a lot of price reductions. Things are coming back down from our crazy COVID eras, and we're getting a lot of new fun people moving to this beautiful area. We're super lucky to be living here.
Right. And so you're seeing people buying and renting, or buying and vacation homes, or what's the investment? I mean, they're not living here, or they are, or what's the, what type of investments are we seeing mostly?
No, people definitely want to come and live here.
Right.
If they have to live in the big city to finish working in order to pay off their house here, and then they get kind of it prepped up ahead of time, but this is definitely the destination area.
Okay. All right. And then as far as what you're offering, let's just let the listeners kind of know what you do for a living. You know, we know you're a realtor, but what else? What's all in your bag of tricks over there?
So I take care of the lending too. So if you have a unique property that you need somebody to kind of be a better translator when it comes to getting the money and buying the house, that's my specialty. So if you thought it's too hard to buy a house because I don't want to deal with any of the financing and I don't want to call a stranger, and then as soon as I do try to call somebody, my phone is ringing off the hook, we can just sit down and have lunch and you can let me know what's going on, and I make it really easy and get all the documents in order and get you approved and ready to go. And you can always start out with buying a rental property where you just, we have special loans where you don't even really need to cover the expenses of the property in order to qualify for it. And then there's your home for you when you're moving in.
Right. And interesting. So I guess that probably builds a lot of trust in those relationships. And I know, well, from what you're saying, you know, you go online, there's a million people want to take your loan. I made this mistake, I don't know, a few weeks ago when I got new car insurance. And I'm sure it's the same thing. It's, you know, the broker's selling your name to, you know, whoever's going to bid the most and as many bids as, you know, I don't think they even cut it off. I still am getting an occasional phone call about somebody trying to sell me insurance. And I'm sure, you know, mortgage brokers, et cetera, just will blow you up. So finding somebody local that you can trust and have a relationship. And it's interesting to me to be able to do that with your realtor.
Yeah, that's a super cool thing about being a lifetime local is that when you need insurance, you need a contractor, you need HVAC, anything that goes wrong or you have questions about, then these are people that I went to high school with that have been doing this for 30 years. They know exactly how not to sell your information and how to keep it local and comfortable with everything that you need to have done, even insurance brokers. It's just text, phone call. Nobody that's from out of the area that's going to keep blowing you up.
Right. Yeah. And then sell it to the next person and the next person. I think when I signed up for that insurance, I had about 30 calls in 5 minutes.
And yeah, just it kind like, of makes it hard to answer your phone.
And as soon as I did it, I was like, I knew what I had done. You know what I mean? You're like, oh, yeah, that's right. Like, I mean, I used to be in the insurance world, and like, I tried that at the beginning. I didn't like it because people are like, God, I got so many phone calls. And you're like, they're a little irritated. But I got insurance at the end of the day, but I would have probably been better to go with somebody local here. And so you guys have offices across the county?
Yeah, I can pop into anyone. We're all the way down in Lompoc, all the way up here to Paso, wherever you're at, wherever you're looking. Then we just meet there and have some lunch or coffee and see exactly what you're looking to do and what your timeline is. And that's why I got into the lending side, so that you don't even have to deal with anyone else. 21st century lending is part of century 21 now.
And you're mostly doing housing. You're not that much in the commercial, or are you? Are you dealing with any of the ranches or vineyards, or just so the customers know? Or
yeah,
the
we client, do.
Or the
yeah.
Listeners know I'm a
I have not sold any vineyards, but I definitely have sold commercial, investment, residential, and condo hotels.
Yeah. Okay, nice. So it keeps you busy. And so what do you see? It sounds like you're seeing more people coming in from the area. Are you doing a lot of locals, or people leaving and, you know, people coming in from out of town buying, or what does it look like out there?
Well, it seems like the oldest generation that we have here is kind of moving closer to their kids. And, you know, there's not a lot of flexibility for them when it comes to their choices, the end of life, and they need people to help take care of them. But if they're lucky enough to have their kids around here, then we try to, the rules with the ADUs, the additional dwelling units, has totally relax. So everybody is just adding properties on their property so the parents mm-hmm. can live close. So there's a lot of those going on. And then people that have gotten a good job and they want to move out of their apartment, I can show them how to get set up and get their own house. We've done that. And yeah, people that own their own businesses and they're sick of paying the shop rent and paying the house rent, then we look at properties for them. So there's lots of different moves going on.
Right. And I think I see what I've seen a lot around here is people that maybe a husband has died, a wife has died, they have this giant estate and it's no longer really viable for them. They're like, oh, well, I'd rather go be with my kids. I don't need this, you know, whatever, 6,000, 5,000 square foot home. Even at 2,000 square foot home, when you get up there a little, that's still a lot to keep up with, you know? And, I think I've seen that quite a bit, people downsizing or going to the ADUs, like the children have built an ADU. And like you said, I think the governor years ago made it almost impossible to not be able to build an ADU if you want to. So it's real easy to do, even in this county to a small degree. And there's not that much about easy about building here when it comes to the county, but I believe they have X amount of plans that you can build off of. You know, I mean, you still have to do a handful of things, you know, for permitting, et cetera, but they've made it a little bit easier and sped up the process.
Yeah, they even have great companies now that they just come in and crane it over. It's made with 2x4s. They take care of the permitting, the sewer, get it all connected. And so increase the value of your property pretty easily.
Right. And yeah, like I said, what was that? That was probably 8 years ago, 6 years ago, where they basically passed laws that, you know, the state of California wants ADUs.
Yeah, because we need more housing.
Need more housing. So, and within that, you know, it's bringing in new people, I think, that are actually refreshing, because a lot of these estates that you see, you know, when you're 80 years old, you're not remodeling that much, although I can show you a few around the county that the people are in that age group and they're remodeling. But it's a lot to take on. Most people don't want that. So we're actually, I think, throughout the county, there's these great older estates that, you know, maybe anywhere from 3,000 square feet to 7,000 that are getting remade. The neighborhoods are shifting. It's interesting. I mean, the downside, of course, is, you know, for if you're local, you know, trying to afford to live here still. But
yeah, but the new thing is the family compounds. They want to get enough land where the whole family can be together. I mean, everybody's working longer and the kids need help taking care of their kids. And so it's a good opportunity to be able to put all of the incomes together and get them qualified. Some people think you can only put like one or two people on a loan. No, we can fill that up and we'll get you to qualify on a bigger property.
Really? Okay. So you can get the family in there. Maybe my kids have better credit than me. That could be. I don't want to get too much into financing yet, but how are we looking at rates right now? Are they up? Are they down? I know they've been up for a long time. It seemed like they trickled down a little bit, but I haven't been paying attention.
Oh, we were so good, and the refis were coming in, and then the war broke out, and you know, it hurt a little bit, but it's starting to settle down a little bit now. It's not amazing, but the prices, you don't want to wait to go, you know, the interest rate is not what you're going to base your purchase on. The interest rate is going to fluctuate and we can always refi you later. But if you find something you love, get in there, get on that deal, get it made, and then we'll deal with the interest rate later.
Right. And so then they went up with the war. I would have thought they would have went down a little bit, but they went up. I did not pay attention, to be honest.
No, it was harsh.
Yeah. Really interesting, because you think they would be trying to get people to spend money.
Yeah, everybody kind of panics when, you know, there's weapons involved.
Do they? All right. You know, I've heard that, I guess. But yeah, with the price of gas and everything else, unfortunately, I guess they went up. That's too bad, because I've seen in the past, like years ago, where they tried to spur spending through lower interest rates. But whatever. We have a weird economy right now. Things are definitely in flux, and it's been that way for quite a while.
Yeah, you have to watch interest rates like you watch the stock market. It's kind of a day-to-day thing. People ask, and, you know, I just got somebody approved on a 5.9, but you pay rates, you know, you can pay your percentage down and be flexible, and if you have somewhere where you need your payment to be at, then we make it work.
Right. Yeah, there seems to be a lot of ways to go about that, and, you know, it's not... you know, interest rates were great for a while, and they don't get there that often. You know, when I bought my first house, you know, it was if you could get 7%, you're doing good. And that was good. You know, that was, you had decent credit, etc. You maybe not A paper, but you were, you know, you're A minus, I guess we'll put it that way, and you could get 7%, and that was a good thing. And I just remember years ago, a friend of mine bought. I'm like, "What's your payment?" He's like, "Oh, I'm paying." I knew what the cost of the house was. I don't remember it right now, but I was like, he must be paying like $6,000 a month or something, because I know what I was paying at, like a little over, like I think my first loan was 7.75 or something. And it was like $2,600 a month. And this is in the 90s, you know, and it just seemed like, man. And he's like, "Oh, like 22. And I'm like, "What?" Like, you paid three times as much I did for my house, and you're paying less on a same mortgage. The length, I think, was both 30 year. So it is interesting what you can do, especially when you can manipulate or the interest rates are lower, et cetera.
Yeah, the market was really frozen. When everybody had the 2.5% interest rates going on, man, inventory was just, nobody was going to give it up. But right now it's been enough time and life changes, people having babies and switching jobs. And so it's starting to let back up again.
So what's the age groups? Because you work all over the county. Who are you seeing coming in? I mean, I know there's a lot of people coming in from out of the area. Is it, if you had to put statistically, what do we got? Is it mostly people that are retiring here? Is there young professionals? I kind of doubt that it's like 20-year-olds that can afford to move here. At least, I'm sure there are some, but...
Well, this is retirement central. I mean, It was voted like top 10 places to retire. So we can't say that they're not moving in. They definitely have dominated all the golf courses. But I have been seeing a lot of 30-year-olds that they're ready to start their family, and they went and they did their schooling, and they either went to Cal Poly here or visited here at some point in time, and they're like, oh, this is like a little hidden gem, the Central Coast. Oh my God.
Right.
Never seen anything like it.
So what we need you to do, I'm going to tell you this, we need you to go find doctors. There's like no doctors in this county. And it's, I wish we could like import some of them in. I was talking to somebody the other day, and we have like a, usually in this county, somewhere between a deficit of 70 to 100 doctors of just general practitioners.
It's true. Know? I have sold to two doctors this last 6 months. So I'm working on it. So if you're a doctor and you want to live in the most beautiful place in the country, go ahead and give me a call.
There you go. And then if they want to get a hold of you, how do they do that?
You can call me at 805-709-3415. Or you can look me up online. My first name is spelled different. It's R-A-N-E Aguilar. So it's ReneeAguilar.com.
All right. And then just an FYI, we also have some wonderful sponsors here that, you know, we have Remax and, of course, Seth Peak over there, Peak Family Realty, him and his wife. There's a lot of good resources here, I guess is what I'm talking about. And I don't want to leave our sponsors out while we're having this conversation. And I think, you know, I guess, you know, when you're in that business, you guys cross a lot of paths. I mean, you guys work together quite a bit. I don't think there's a big beef between, oh my gosh, I hate Remax and you know what I mean?
Yeah, no way. We're all coworkers. People do seem to think that we're like against each other, but that's not how it works. We all make a deal close because we know each other. Every Friday morning, we get together with brokers tours. Each different town has a different day of the week, and then we all go to lunch together and we talk about what options that we have out there. So if you're looking for an off-market property, we ask everybody in the industry, and it's definitely friends.
And then, so we're going to go into commercial fairly soon, but I want to start kind of asking you some questions. So like if we get into, well, let's just get into it now, I guess. If somebody's getting ready to reach out to you, I want to sell my house, Renee, and I'm moving, and we don't need to get into the exchanges at this point, but what do you need to start putting together if you're that homeowner and you're ready to put something for sale? And I know you'll walk them through the process, but people generally start to do their own research. And what advice would you give them at that beginning before they give you a call?
So that is the key, is to give me a call first, because they usually will go and start doing stuff to their house. And I need to show them what kind of improvements are actually going to pay off, what's not. Do a comp to see what the other houses are selling for, what is going to get the best investment on their money that they're putting into. I own a staging company, and then I definitely have all the affiliates for the painting, for the yard work, for... So we don't want them to go and get started and then me come back in and say, oh, you just spent that 10 grand and you're not going to recoup that money. And a lot of times new buyers, they like it real generic. They want to be able to put their own footprint on it. So yeah, it's probably better just to call first.
Right. And interestingly enough, I see there's a lot of money coming into this area. So people do, I think a lot of people anyway, especially when they're moving in from out of the area, they want a blank slate. So if you haven't remodeled your house since the 70s, why put 20 grand into it? Because they might want to just tear it apart anyway. And, you know, I know my mom years ago, she always had this thing, you know, you put this much into your house and you get this much back, you know, it was whatever little formula that somebody had given her. And I remember she did like a bathroom where it was like this custom mural in there. And I was like, you know, that's great for a 65-year-old lady. Like, you don't know who's going to want to buy this house. I could be like, man, I got to paint the bathroom, you know?
Yeah, what you think is valuable, they don't always... think. And the properties that are completely run down, they're selling in like 5 minutes. They have 20 people at their open house the first. Right. I mean, you cannot keep people away, and it goes under contract. I have this mother and daughter that has been looking, and they get outbid every time because it's competitive. So if you go and do the top price and spend all this work and stress and aggravation getting it to where you want, it's not always going to get you the results that you were looking for.
Right. And sometimes if it's, you know, the worst house in the neighborhood, leave it that way. I've seen so many bidding wars. I had a buddy of mine that you know, he's 30 some years old, two kids, his wife, and they're trying to get a house, you know, and I remember he's like, oh, this house is like 420. It just went on the market for like 410, 420. And I'm like, that's not what it's going to sell for. You know, and like, you know, he comes back the next day and he's like, dude, they accepted an offer last night. It went to like 720.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah, that's like what they did. They put it on the market, got a giant response because you know how many people just like you are looking for a place. And then you let the bidding war start.
It's marketing. That's why you call the realtor first.
Right.
Yeah, because then they can advise you on the right kind of marketing to get the best.
Exactly. And again, we will be back. We were talking all things real estate this afternoon. If you have questions, you're more than welcome to call in or text in at 238-5775, 238-KPRL, and we'll be right back.
Usually a reviewer, but I had an amazing experience at Davis Body Shop. From start to finish, the experience was ideal. Everyone was friendly, helpful, and professional. They kept me updated, did quality work, and had me in and out. No hassles, and returned my vehicle to me in perfect condition.
If you ever have an accident and need to repair your car, you could do what Ann did from Paso Robles. She took her car to Davis Body Shop. And Peggy from Atascadero said,
our family needed repairs to one of our cars, and friends had recommended Davis Body Shop. We were very pleased with their helpfulness, their attention to detail that was provided to us. They explained the process and kept us updated as repairs were made. They also assisted us in securing a rental car. I would definitely recommend them to anyone who needs repairs to a car.
Davis Body Shop is the area's largest auto body collision specialist on El Camino Real at Atascadero and on Theater Drive at Paso Chevrolet.
Hi, it's Alex at Glenn's Repair and Rental. Weeds are growing taller and days are getting longer, so come on by and get a Honda gas-powered lawnmower while supplies last. For all you vineyard growers, we have a chipper that fits perfectly between those vineyard rows to help mulch up all those winter trimmings. We have a large variety of rental equipment, from mini skid steers and excavators to tillers and riding mowers. We also have log splitters, chainsaws, trenchers, and trimmers, so come on by Glenn's Repair at 5025 El Camino Real in Atascadero.
Do you worry about where to take your car for repairs? Who you can trust? Mike and his team at the Autobahn are a safe bet. Located in Templeton, behind the donut shop, just off Main Street. They service Mercedes, BMWs, Volkswagens, Porsches, and Audis. And the Autobahn is certified in those cars and in repairing Land Rovers, Volvos, and Mini Coopers. Call the Autobahn, 434-2200.
And welcome back to Sound Off. We are here again with Renee Aguilar from Century 21.
Yeah, that's where I'm from.
And yeah. And talking all things real estate today. And again, my name's Eric, filling in for Karen Veeley today, who's out on assignment with Calco's News. And I think it's next week. I'll have to look. But I'm having the Cattlemen's on. We'll be talking about Cattlemen's Dinner. That'll be a good show. And what the Cattlemen's do, I will tell you, if you don't know what the Cattlemen's Dinner is, it's the best deal of the fair. $30, you have food, drink, and that includes wine tasting, wine, beer, soda, water, steak dinner, and dessert. To me, that's the best deal of the fair. You go and support the Cattlemen's, you're going to see different elected officials there, people that are running for office, etc. So if you have questions for them, they're going to be hanging out and you're going to kind of learn about the cattlemen and the cattlewomen. So I would highly suggest you listen to that show. I'll look at my calendar at some point and actually tell you what day that show's coming up. So Renee, we're back to real estate now, right? So and what do things like look like now compared to what they did 12 months ago? And where do you think they're going in the market right now?
Well, there has been a lot of price reductions. So if you are thinking of buying, this is a really good time. The market was so tight for a while that we didn't really have a lot of options. But now that it's starting to open up a little bit more, and man, like for a minute, we only saw like 5 houses every week going up on the broker's tour. It was a sad little story. But the last, you know, few months, it's been about 20. So
okay.
People are definitely putting their houses up for sale and giving you more options of things to look at. So if you're a buyer, this is your time.
All right. So we're maybe heading more into a buyer's market, which is always a good thing for the, you know, I mean, you want to see things going more a little equal. You don't want it to be too far out of bounds in any direction, because then it seems like one person's getting over on the next. But so the buyers are out there, they can have some, there's stuff on the market is what you're saying. There's some real estate out there that people are trying to offload maybe they didn't have before.
Yeah, people have to make changes. The funny thing is, during COVID, everybody thought it was so amazing to buy at that time because the interest rate was so low. But you had to overbid so much on the price of the house that whatever you're saving in interest, you ended up paying for anyways. So now that they're going to sell, the prices are all dropping because people had overpaid.
Right.
So you had that great interest rate, but you overpaid, and now it's not really actually paying off. So, but the buyers are the ones that are benefiting.
Nice. From it. So there's some inventory out there, and things are looking good.
Yeah.
And you guys aren't having to fight each other for listings anymore.
No, it's much better.
Right. Oh man. So good. So then what, turning over to the buyers, I mean, what do you think the biggest mistake is for a first time buyer?
They wait. They think, I'm going to work on my credit, I'm going to save a down payment, and they just keep waiting and waiting. I can't tell you like how many nurses or self-employed people, they make great money, and but they just work all the time. They're too busy to deal with it. They think about getting a house, and then 5 years goes by, and then that house is way out of their budget. Like, if you're thinking about it now and you have a decent income, you need to move on it now. Even if you want to buy it as a rental property to start, if you're, you know, renting an apartment and you're like, okay, that house payment is just way too much for me. We'll see what your rent's going to be in 5 years. So go ahead and buy a house as a rental right now until you, you know, you get your rent increased, and then it's the same as that mortgage payment, and then you could just move right over. So I think the worst part for new buyers is just waiting.
Okay. And then, yeah, and I know, you know, I had a friend of mine years ago. She's in Orange County, known her my whole life. And I remember I helped her with this because there was a permitting issue because they were trying to go to a commercial. It had been rezoned. And so I was like, wait, don't buy that house. You know what I mean? Again, it was cheap. It was this little house. But her whole thing is she wants to retire here. She does no plans on coming back anytime soon. You know, 10 years from now, 15 years ago, now from now, she wants to come back here, retire, and have a house that's a big chunk paid for.
And yeah, you know what's interesting is teachers are really good savers. Okay. And this is where they want to retire. So they are definitely pulling that plan out and putting it to use. And with the VRBOs that you can do, you can make it an income or long-term rental. Like, we have so many more options now that you definitely want to buy property here. The value is not going down.
Right. Yeah, and it never seems to really recede. You know, I mean, we've only, what, during 2009 and 2010, we saw receding, but that was, you know, pretty much an economic disaster, you know, and things came back. I mean, they're higher than they were back then, even, you know, considerably higher, actually.
Well, that had a little bit to do with the lending side, because, you know, you could get a loan without a whole lot of verification going on. And even though we could still do non-QM loans right now, if you have a creative income, there's definitely more checks and balances to keep that from happening again.
Right. And I can't, what was that, The Big Short or whatever? You watched that movie? I remember that, where the guy's like talking to, and nothing wrong with any profession here, but he's talking to the stripper and she's like, I have like 5 houses. I'm buying another one right now. And he's like, what?
Yeah.
How are you doing this? And you're doing it on a NAGAM loan? You have 5 NAGAM loans? Are you kidding me? And then he's like, oh, okay, I think this is going to collapse.
Imagine that. A little bit dangerous there.
Right. But as far as, like, you know, and this doesn't have to be first-time home buyers, but what is that? You know, people would always tell you, oh, you need 20%, or oh, you need X amount of percent. And I think there is, things have gotten a little more creative. And what do you think, you know, when somebody comes to the table? And I guess we're going to come back to that question. We'll leave that as the teaser for everybody.
Okay.
You know, how much do you need to come into this with? And especially to your kids, grandkids, you know, a lot of times people, this part of their life are like, oh, I want to set my kids up, or I want to set my grandkids up. So we'll get back to that question here in a few minutes.
Sounds good.
Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Sound Off.
AM 1230 KPRL, 99.3 FM, KPRL.com, Paso Robles, Atascadero, Templeton.
It's 1 o'clock.